You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Mahogany Bowers, the founder of Blessings in a Book Bag. Hey, Mahogany.
Hi, Emily.
And we've got plenty to do this weekend, starting with a very important birthday celebration.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's Randy Savage. The macho man himself. His B-Day is going to be this Friday and at The Brood. So you're going to be able to enjoy lots of kombucha as well as beer and coffee and snap it to a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah.
I really love how amped you are about Macho Man Randy Savage's
birthday. I'm such an 80s baby. I love Randy Savage.
There is also something that's good for the kids as well as their parents.
So for all of you Disney lovers out there, it's time for Beauty and the Beast, but it's happening live and it's presented by Savannah Stage Company. And it'll be at Service Brewing. So I know you're probably looking a little strangely like, what does beer and kids have to do with anything? But we live in Savannah. So what that means is you can bring the kids out to enjoy the live entertainment of Beauty and the Beast, but also take the edge off. You can sit on the inside and watch the kids as they enjoy while you're sipping on your beer.
Also, arriving just along with these winter temperatures we've got this week are a couple different winter festivals.
I guess these events have ushered in the cold weather.
Yeah, and we have them to thank for
it. And we have them to thank for it. So thank you, Resacus Plaza. In the heart of downtown Savannah, get ready for the Arts, Crafters, and More Festival. This happens every third and fourth weekend of the month, but now you have opportunity to get that Christmas
wish
list together.
Get a jump on the Christmas shopping
Correct.
With some local vendors.
Exactly. So make sure you hop down there and check that out. And also, we have Winterfest 2019, which is happening in the Oglethorpe Mall in Belk. So join us for the Winterfest as they celebrate Frozen 2, which is the new movie that's coming out, and enjoy cool treats. And best of all, you're going to get a chance to meet old St. Nick.
And then there's also a block party on Saturday.
That's right. Get ready for Fig Fest presented by Fox and Fig. Now, they're celebrating 2 years of exciting fun being open here in the city of Savannah. So they're really kicking it off in a big way. So get ready to enjoy Fig, some morning yoga in the square. Okay. Hopefully the weather holds up and it's not too cold.
Yes. Hopefully it's sunny at least.
Exactly. They're going to have plenty of food, entertainment for the family. And they're just celebrating 2 great years and giving back to the community. So this is definitely going to be fun.
Yeah, and speaking of fun, there's also a music and arts festival happening on Saturday.
That's right, the Undergo Music Festival. So get ready for tunes, bonfires, craft beer, and vendors of all kinds. And this will be held at Repurpose Savannah. So this is an opportunity for you to kind of, you know, listen to some great music. And when you say bonfires and craft beer.
Yeah, it's a good time of year for that, too.
Exactly. Doesn't get more southern than that.
No, it does not. And then there's even more music Saturday night.
That's right. House Music Mash at the Jinx. Get ready, you guys. It's going to be your opportunity to enjoy great music, see some local DJs, as well as get an opportunity to kind of relax and enjoy the weekend.
And then finally, we can round out the weekend with even more music.
That's right. Reggae Sunday at the Brood Cafe. Now, the Brood Cafe has got it going on as far as I'm concerned. Between Macho Man Randy Savage and now we have Reggae Sunday.
I mean, it's a solid weekend there.
This is a solid weekend. So get ready for great music and reggae of all kinds. As a matter of fact, we will have DJ Rude Boy Rhythms on the ones and twos. That's Rude Boy Rhythm for those of you who couldn't understand. And also, this will be Savannah's first reggae and dub brunch. So this is actually exciting because it's an opportunity for people to kind of be the first ones a part of this amazing event. And who doesn't like brunch and reggae? Seriously.
Yeah, sounds like a great way to close out the weekend.
Feel the rhythm.
Well, Mahogany Bowers of Blessings in a Book Bag, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Emily.